A writer once summed up a classic French dish this way. Bouillabaisse, he wrote, is only good because it's cooked by the French who, if they cared to try, could produce an excellent and nutritious substitute out of cigar stumps and empty matchboxes. Well, the French would agree. Most of them seem to consider their country's cuisine the world's finest. In fact, France is now trying to persuade UNESCO, the UN agency that protects cultural heritage, to declare French cooking a world treasure. Anita Elash sent us this report from Paris.
Walking into the kitchen at Guy Savoy's restaurant can't help but make your mouth water. Sweet butter sizzles in a frying pan, and the scent of baking bread and chocolate cake wafts from the oven. Guy Savoy's three-star restaurant is one of the most popular in Paris. The cooking is based on simple ingredients, the subtle interplay of flavors, and painstaking technique. He says those are just some of the things that make French cooking worthy of UNESCO recognition.
Bien sûr qu'il a des bonnes cuisines, l'espagnole, l'italienne.
Sure, there are other great cuisines, he says, Spanish, Italian, Mexican, Chinese, and Moroccan. But we have variety, we have complexity, and we, the French, are the only ones who are still attached to the idea of regularly getting together around the table. Savoy was sitting around the table with friends when they came up with the idea of asking UNESCO to give French cuisine special status. They got support from President Nicolas Sarkozy, who last spring proclaimed French cuisine the best in the world. Now there's a Senate committee studying how to make the case to the UNESCO jury. 3 years ago, UNESCO turned down a similar request from Mexico, and plenty of gourmets here think it should do the same to the French bid.
I'm not sure it needs protection. It seems to me that French cuisine and French gastronomy is still respected and is still exciting to people.
That's Clotilde de Soulier, author of a popular blog about modern French cuisine. She says the most exciting thing about French food is the way it's evolved over the years.
It's a mix of grandmotherly recipes. It's a mix of drawing inspiration from what chefs are doing and just trying to translate that for the home cook. And it's a mix of, you know, going to, for instance, Morocco and bringing back ingredients that you want to use in your own kitchen with ingredients that you find around you. So I just have trouble defining what we'd be protecting.
It's that kind of evolution that Chef Yves Camdebord wants to protect against. He runs the tiny Le Comptoir restaurant, where he emphasizes traditional regional cooking. As he chops chicken wings for tonight's stock, he admits even he borrows influences from abroad. He's just thrown in a touch of ginger and lemongrass. But he says too much borrowing and mixing would destroy the unique qualities of French cooking.
À force que la cuisine soit de plus en plus métissée, on arrivera que dans 10-15 ans qu'on soit au New York.
If any kind of cuisine is mixed with too many other influences, in 10 or 15 years, whether you go to Honolulu, Sydney, or New York, everything we eat will be the same, and that's not going to be very interesting.
It's not clear how a UNESCO designation would actually protect traditional French cooking. In practice, it's more like the Good Housekeeping seal of approval than a rescue plan. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.